Our lesson today is about troubles and trials, and all of us need the prayers of those we love. Today, this lady is going to sing about praying for you. So, scoot up your chair and lean in.
I could see the pain in your eyes, despair upon your face. It really touched my heart when you asked me to pray. I took you to the Father, but couldn't find words to say. So I yielded to the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt the grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. He was sent here as our teacher, comforter and friend. He talks to God in language no foe can understand. On your behalf he took my words, spoke them in his way. And Jesus interceded when the Holy Spirit prayed. The grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. The grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. In that holy place, your need was laid. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed.
I'm going to start the day off reading from John chapter 16 and verse 33, and then I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And then I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. In the book of John, the 16th chapter, Jesus spoke these words. These things I have spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then Paul says in Romans, the 8th chapter, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or nakedness? And he names some other things. And then he says, none of these things shall separate us from the love of God. God will always love you. His love will be shown to you during your tribulations, your trials, your persecution, even in famine, or if you are naked. You will be able to recognize the love of God. And then in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verse 18. Listen to the words of the great teacher from Tarsus. "For in that he also has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." This word succor means to help you, to strengthen you, to deliver you. This is one of the most simple lessons that the gospel has to teach us. Yet, it is the most difficult lessons for Christians to learn. This lesson is short as well as simple. Even though it is short and simple, it is a lesson that even the mature believers, when they are tempted and tried and tested, find the temptation to doubt. They begin to look for something good in the creature and to seek for happiness in themselves instead of seeking all good in God. I find that I need to learn this as much as you do, the lesson of looking away from our own temptations and from our own weaknesses and our inability to repel these temptations, and look to Him who Himself suffered being tempted. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Let us fix our eyes upon the great high priest and leave the devil in all of his insinuations, his blasphemings, and his temptations out of the question altogether. Let us bring our trials and temptations to Christ and see them all finished in Him. To those of us who feel that we are mature Christians, as surely as our strength increases, so will our sufferings, our trials, our labors, and our temptations. God's power is never given to a man to be stored up and unused. The heavenly food is sent to strengthen us, like the manna given to the Israelites in the wilderness. It's intended for immediate use. If the Lord sends you much, you shall have nothing beyond that what you can use for Him. And if the Lord sends you little, you shall have no lack. If the Lord puts upon our feet the shoes of iron and brass, as He promised one tribe in Deuteronomy 33 and 25, if He puts those shoes of iron and brass on our feet, He intends that we should wear them, walk in them, work in them. They are not to be put into the closet and just gaze upon them as curiosities. If He gives us a strong hand, it is because we are facing a strong foe. If He gives us a great meal, like which He gave Elijah, it is in order that in the strength of that meal, we may go even longer, even further. Perhaps you are now in a great trial and in great trouble. You have grown in grace, and your troubles have also grown. You feel that you want someone to whom you can tell your troubles. Go to our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows the meaning of your present trial. For He once cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You tell Him that your soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. And He will tell you that it was so with Him also on the night in which He was betrayed, when being in agony, He prayed the more earnestly, and His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus, our high priest, is no untried priest. He can sympathize. Take another case in point, the case of Hannah, the woman of a sorrowful spirit. Her husband's other wife had children. She had none. Though she was greatly beloved by her husband, her adversary vexed her sorely. Day by day, it was thrown into her face that because of some sin, God had not granted her the desires of her heart. A trial in one's own house is one of the saddest places from which one can come, with the exception, of course, of the thorn in the flesh, which comes still closer to home. Hannah, having that trial at home, went up to the sanctuary in Shiloh. And there, while others of her family were celebrating, Hannah was praying unto the Lord and wept sore. She spake only in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. The high priest thought that she was drunk, and instead of comforting and counseling her, he spake harshly, "You, my brethren and sisters, also may have some trouble which you dare not speak aloud. But when you go to the great high priest, he will understand. He will not need you to explain your sorrow to him. He knows exactly what it is."